Hello, everyone, and welcome to the best and worst of Walt Disney World. I am your host, Ryan O'Clavin, and in this week's episode, we're going to be discussing the worst parts of traveling on a solo trip by yourself. And to join me for this discussion, I've got Miss Jackie Gailey.
Hi, guys.
Mr. Steve Porter.
Hello.
Mr. Craig Williams in the back there.
Hi.
Myself, like I said. And we have done an episode that was the best aspects of, or the best reasons to travel solo, and now we feel like these are kind of the downside of that. So we're going to jump right in here, and the first and most obvious thing I feel like is that all of your activities that you're doing on your trip, you're going to be doing with strangers, people that you don't know. And somebody like me who's got a little bit of social anxiety, like it's a double-edged sword. Like I like the idea of being able to kind of do what I want when I want to do it. But then sometimes you get on certain attractions where you're going to get sat next to somebody you don't know no matter what. And that's going to be like the norm of the trip. You know?
There's two things that I hate about this particularly. The first is when, like, I'm on something like Pirates or Small World, mm-hmm. where I feel like even if it's really busy, if I'm by myself, I should be able to have my own bench. You know, put me in the back one or the front one,
the
where they're a little bit smaller. Either or is fine. I hate when I get put in like one of the middle ones and then they're trying to hit better capacity. So they're like, okay, well, we'll put this person, this family of two with you. And then it's like, okay, well, now I'm stuck.
You can feel their leg heat.
Yeah. And I don't like it. And if their hair touches me for some reason,
he hates
forget
that.
About it. I will murder someone over that. I don't want to be touched by your hair if I don't know you. And even if I do know you, I still don't want it. The ultimate in being stuck in an uncomfortable place with people you don't know for 4 minutes would be Mission Space. And I'm going to try not to be offensive about this in any way, but I hate when then there's the language barrier in there too, where you're with like three people who don't speak English and then you're by yourself. It's like, okay, I am just... This is now a truly singular experience. You want to get in there and press the buttons, flip the switches. You want to ride the ride like it was intended to. And they're just sitting there like looking at the screen, not having their hands on the joysticks and stuff. It's just, it gets so awkward because then you start thinking, are they judging me for what I am doing? And ultimately, you don't want to feel like you're being judged because you're by yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree. That's a big part of it. It really triggers that anxiety feeling where you're like, I don't know. It's not on the list, but I do have that same feeling when you go on a ride that's like geared toward kids specifically. Like, you know, I don't know why on the top of my head, I cannot think of one, but when you go in to like a ride vehicle and you're going to have multiple things and you're like, I know I'm an adult and there's no child with me, but I promise you, I'm not here to look at your children.
Yep. Well, one is like Winnie the Pooh.
That's okay. Winnie the Pooh. Yes. Yeah.
And it's that awkward moment of when you're by yourself or even if you're with one other person and then they're like, okay, well, we're going to put this little child and their mom with you.
Yeah.
But you get the front row and it's like, but I want the front row. Yeah. I deserved it. I waited for it.
Yeah.
I'm going to get it.
And you just have to sit there and with your pride. Enjoy it.
Also, the horror of being called upon, like in a show like Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor. I mean,
it's not fun when you're there by yourself because you can't turn to the group and be like, I want to kill myself.
Well,
you're like stuck. You're like, I'm just, hey, everyone, no one knows me in this room.
You truly are that guy.
Yeah.
You might get that joke.
I feel bad about my kill yourself comment now that I've said that, but that is something people who know me, I say far too often. But well, moving on from that one, we're talking about all those experiences with strangers. Part of that also is, too, you're not having that kind of shared family and friends experience that you get from Disney. You know, you see all the commercials for Disney. You think of Disney. Disney is very family-oriented, very, you know, you experience with others. So there will be an aspect that you do miss out on a little bit if you take a solo trip, you know. It's inevitable.
Yeah,
you know?
This was Tom Bell's tagline on the Disneyland show. Disneyland's best shared with others. I mean, I'm paraphrasing that, but yeah, that was it. And it is true. And it does go both ways. We've talked about it a lot. From there's nothing greater than being with another person or other family members and seeing the look on their face when they experience something for the first time or getting off a ride that they haven't done before and being able to I'll like geek out and obsess over it. But the same also is true of how your family is dealing with you. So even though you might only be thinking about them, they're thinking the same exact thing of, well, I want to try to make you happy too. And that's literally what family and friends are about, is building those relationships. And even though you might not think about, you're always thinking about, am I making them enjoy it? They're thinking the same thing if they're good people going back towards you too. Yeah. And that's, there's something really, really endearing about that.
Yeah.
And just one other thing on that, and I'll let you talk, Steve. I think one of the best parts of it though is when you have those memories where you just hear something bizarre in an attraction, or you just go through this really disaster of a sort, and you, like your family and your friends, you can all then laugh about it in the future. And it's always that inside joke. Like for us, my family, it was, I think I told this story once before, but we went on the jungle cruise. It might have been back in like right before Hong Kong opened up theirs. One of the foreign parks, they were training cast members from a foreign park on our jungle cruise before sending them over, and they couldn't speak any English really, except they kept saying over and over again, "Are you still having a good time?" And so this was like, oh, look, are you still having a good time, over and over. So that was like for years, that's what we, still having fun, still having good time. Like it was just so funny. And you can't do that if you're by yourself. Like I'm gonna say an inside joke by myself all the time. Let's do it.
Get a nice split personality going by the end of your trip. Yeah. What were you trying to say, Steve?
Oh, just that, you know, us in this room, or if you're listening to this, you're obviously gonna be a big Disney fan. And I think, for you know, when we have these experiences, they're so important to us.
Mm.
And so when you experience something and then you get to share it with someone else, you know, it feels so awesome when they are just as excited as you. Like, you know, you have this expectation of they're going to love this. And then when they really do love it just as much as you loved it, it's that shared experience that's like, oh, this feels like so awesome that they like it the way that I like it. And just having that connection with a family member or friend or whatever. I don't know.
That's really fun, because there's nothing worse than you loving it and then them being like, it's not really. Then you're like,
Disney is one of those fandoms where people overflow with love for it. Sometimes, you know, you find a lot of people that are obsessed. You get some indifferent people, but it is one of those ones that does, like, it's fun to. And even if it's not their first time, it's just fun to see, like, especially us being the experts, you know, or the frequenters. I'll never call myself an expert, but
you just did.
But I get off the show.
That's it for you.
you kind of like love that moment. I always think about the fireworks or like the nighttime show like this. I like seeing the light reflect off of somebody's face and like seeing them start to smile. You know, it's just one of those experiences. Like you can look around at strangers and do that and
lean in and
look at them, but you can also get, you know, banned from a park for life, whatever.
Yeah.
So Craig brought this one up, which is a really good point. Picture opportunities start to become a little bit more difficult when you're traveling solo. And it's, yes, we all love a good selfie. I know I do. But sometimes you need a little bit more. You need the full body in there, and you can ask a stranger, and there's not always photo pass people around. And sometimes it's hard because you'll want, like, you know, especially with like, you know, the Disney Instagram community becoming like a bigger and bigger and bigger thing, is that, you know, sometimes you'll see a photo and you're like, oh, I want to take a photo like that. And it's hard to be like, stranger, here's the photo I need from you to take. I need 3/4 of me, and the rest is like that, you know, this, all this wall or something like that. So it does become a little bit more difficult.
I want this out of focus.
Yeah, like, right? Yeah, it becomes difficult. And I certainly don't like asking other people to take photos. I hate it when I'm in a group of 10, and I certainly don't like it when I'm alone.
Well, and if the picture doesn't come out the way you want it, to just be like, oh, could you take another?
Oh, no.
Like,
when people ask me to take the photo, and I'll take like 10, and then they'll be like, okay, one more, and I'll be like, I'm going to throw your phone in the water now. I give you 10. There's at least one in there that's good. Anyway,
photo pass helps. I mean, for sure. They are stationed at the key icon places that you want, but then it's just every now and then. It's nice to have candid moments where maybe you don't even know that your friends are taking pictures of you. Or just like, it's a stupid example, but Rhino and I were just in a really weird mood at Halloween Horror Nights. And I walked into the light where there was this fog coming from, and I was like, take my glamour shots.
No, you
like,
called it a...
my boo... I can't... That's why I said just glamour shot, because I can't remember the stupid...
Boosthetic. Your boosthetic.
I said, this is my boosthetic right now. Capture me in my boosthetic. And so it was like a stupid moment like that, where if you're by yourself, it's just... You lose those. Yeah.
You don't have that joke in your head, and then you're just like... there's no
stranger.
One to share.
I've got this for you.
Yeah. And there's no photo pass person just standing there like, I got you. Yeah. You didn't know, but I got you.
I heard you loud and clear. I heard the boo static whispering to me in the night. Well, there's that. And then also we talked about on the best show about the cost going down for a solo trip. Well, it can also go up for a solo trip, because if you want that full experience of staying at like a Disney resort, I mean, you're paying that full cost alone. You ain't going halvesies or... whatever the other terms are when you have three or four people, you're not splitting it like that. So it can get a little more costly, you know, on that. And Craig brought up, you know, we did say like dining could be less, but then essentially like maybe you're going to a place where it's like, you know, you're getting a little bit more, the portions are a lot bigger, and you're like, what do? Do I take it back? I'm not sharing it with somebody, you know? Yeah. How do I eat this whole kitchen sink by myself at Beaches and Cream, you know?
Well, and also,
sadly, that's how.
Also, renting a car, if you're just renting a car for yourself, it's just for the single person rather than more people.
Like, I couldn't imagine how stressful, like, I don't travel solo a lot, but when I do, you don't want to feel like, oh, if I love staying at Wilderness Lodge, I don't want to feel terrible about spending all that extra money when it's just me by myself. So then you might be like, okay, well, you know, since it's just me, I'll stay at the All-Stars. Like it, you don't want it to ruin your experience like that. Yeah. And then it definitely goes with the food. Like, we are major foodies when we travel to Disneyland, or even when Rhino and I are here at Walt Disney World going out doing vlogs, we want to get snack after snack after snack after snack. If you're doing this by yourself, you're going to get to the point where you're going to start throwing away stuff, or you're going to sacrifice not being able to get it. But ultimately, if you do just throw it away, you're like, that's just money down the drain. Right. Where if you had someone else with you, you know, they take half of it, you take half. Halfsies, as Rhino would
halfsies.
Say it. It's just that you don't think about those little money things until you're in a bind and you cash for strap.
Strap for cash.
And cash then you think strap. About them.
That was awesome.
I am not going to make my joke here, but I agree. And we've actually said in a lot of those videos, we're like, oh, this is a shareable quantity, you know, and stuff. Yeah. So it's nice to, you know, it's nice to have that experience with somebody else. Oh, you know, with that said, our best show did make me want to take the solo trip too. Like, I do think it's an experience worth having as well. I don't want to put people off of that from this experience. We're just saying, like, you have to emotionally prep yourself for a solo trip, in that you might be missing out on these certain aspects. But I think going in being aware of that it'll make it a little easier.
I think both of these shows prove to me that if you've only been on a solo trip, you know, there you should go out and try to.
There's benefits to having other people.
To have people with you. Mm-hmm. And if you've only been with other people, there's benefits to doing the solo. I think it goes both ways.
I do have a specific, if anybody else has one, please bring it up, but a specific experience that I maybe would not recommend doing on a solo trip, and that is the Void at Disney Springs. I really enjoy this. I did it at Disneyland for the first time, and then I went and did it again here with Eli and my friend. And so we were a party of three. They send parties of four in there. The only time there won't be four is when you have three. But unless there's a solo person, I can't imagine what a person by themselves would have went through with the three of us. Cause it is a unique experience, and it, like, two parties of two is different, but when you're the only person and it requires kind of like group effort to work together, like, you might not always get lucky and have a very welcoming group, or there could be a language barrier or just some other type of barrier that you're not going to get through. So that's my, like, if you're really looking forward to that, I think you need to bring at least like one person with you. I don't know if there's something else that you think of, Steve, that you...
Well, I just think I haven't experienced the Void yet, but I imagine being in an environment with people you're comfortable comfortable with. You can be a little silly or goofy, but if you're there's yeah. one person, it kind of makes the other three not
the energy off.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah. So, what about you, Jackie? You have anything that you?
Not really in particular. Like, I can't really think of anything that I've done by myself that I didn't. That I didn't enjoy, honestly.
Yeah.
I don't really have, like...
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean...
You've been lucky.
I have. But you know what else, too, is that I don't go often.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a big... That's a bigger difference, too, for me, that I don't go by myself often.
Yeah.
I've done it a couple times, but it's... I just... Yeah, I can't really think of it. Like, I don't think I would do
it. We get
a
it. You only, meal you by only myself. Make good decisions.
I try to. I don't always, though.
Well, so you don't think a character meal, you'd feel a little like...
Yeah, I'd feel kind of funny at a character meal by myself, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's absolutely. That's how I was going to go.
I think they'd avoid them. Avoid you. The characters would avoid the lonely person, maybe.
I just feel like they would come to the table, but they're only going to get that, like, 13 seconds, 14 seconds, like, oh, okay. Yeah. And it's like, but I do want the photo, and if your handler's off doing something else... Then it's, yeah, I'm stuck with a selfie and it's just, it's not as fun.
Yeah, it's kind of, I think that'd be kind of awkward.
Yeah. Well, there you have it. That is our, I don't know how to word it, the worst things about kind of traveling solo, the worst things to prepare yourself for when traveling solo. So that's activities being done with strangers, not having a shared experience with your loved ones, the picture opportunities being a little more difficult, the cost of the stay becoming a little bit more expensive, and then some of our other stuff we spoke about here. But that will do it for this episode of The Best and Worst of Walt Disney World. Thank you guys for having this discussion. Thank you everybody for watching and listening. If you are listening on iTunes, feel free to rate and review the podcast, of course. If you're watching on YouTube, please feel free to comment, like, subscribe, click that little bell, and you'll get notified whenever we upload new videos onto our channel. And of course, we are always welcome to suggestions for future shows in the comments as well. But thank you everybody again, and we'll see you next time.